Let's see the beginning of Shani, we'll say. The six either stages of life, events, situations, which wake a person up and serve as a catalyst for tshuva. And in the ensuing part of Shah Sheni, we look to teach and to break down into its various components each of these six. V'yazin atchunasa. V'noye lahem ozen lishmoa haskel v'yadoi ikor mikor m'chol chavtzeim drushem nachkor. However, v'yosem mehema b'ni hizahel. We're first going to read without really translating, and then we'll try to understand and perhaps be able to come up with a sensitive translation, at least partially, Be'ezus Hashem b'nadu. V'yosem mehema b'ni hizahel. Excuse me. Loshuv b'chol yom v'nafshecha l'taher. Biladei secha zasila ma'overes v'yaldei yom yekushon nachshev asecha kisisko azbarecha v'hoi lecha zichro l'meshev nefesh midarke toldos goshofa uvechein erio se'or keshes mada acha v'yashe hidurei tevacha Umiyiras Hashem va'avos va'avushim lefonav tosif ma'ila tomid v'sishkod al nikyon kapecha v'chros rayonim mordim misar apecha v'hibaru nosei klei nafshecha v'bezocha yotzra tade elyo v'sichol yofya k'mo shekosu v'Hashem yitzdeku v'yishal v'kol zari Yisrael. So Ben Yonah says that above and beyond, again, the various specific catalysts for tshuva, a person should look to do tshuva daily. Lo shuv b'chol yom v'nav shecha l'taher. It shouldn't only be Rachman Latvan and an Ace Tzar, it shouldn't only be in Aser Siyamei Tshuva, it shouldn't only be when a person hears a Musa Shmuz, it shouldn't only be when a person learns Nach and learns the Divrei Tochacha that the Nevi'im delivered. This should do Tshuva every day. Now, Lemaisa, of the shisha drachim, of again the sheish sibos, the six catalysts within life. So, if you look to the last of the six, it's os tesvav here in Shav Sheni. Hadarach hashishi kol eis yikon likras alakov at every time. Right? Constantly. Life is fragile and unpredictable. Actuarial tables don't generate guarantees. Kilo yeda ha'odam esita. Al ken yekil yosav yishtonen. Uvitztoka yikonein. A person should think. He should prepare himself with tztoka. L'hoshev rucho v'tara elokim ha'shen esana. V'yichapez drachavu ma'lolav b'chol yom. And every day a person should be engaged in doing tshuva. Yifkedeim levkoyim. morning after morning, M-O-R, a person should be taking stock and doing tshuva, and even minute by minute, a person should be looking with discernment. That's a totally impractical piece of advice. So the Dar HaShishi puts forth the chiyuv to engage in daily tshuva. And what Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about here in Osalef is something which he clearly indicates is distinct from the six which are going to follow. So what it means is Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us that there are two different mechayvim in terms of always being preoccupied with tshuva. But it's not only two different mechayvim that generate the same chiyuv, but it's two mechayvim which result in different, distinct chiyuvim. The mechayev of Haderech HaShishi is that a person should die b'kedusha tara. That when we return the neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should return it in the same pure and pristine state in which he gave it to us. And the Rambam quotes this in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva. Husha Shlomo Omer B'Chokhmaso B'Chol Eis Yuvu Gadach L'Vonim V'Shemen Al Rosh Shecha Al Yachso. So the Mechayev or the Siva Hashishas, or Rabbeinu Yonah Siva Hashishas, it's like a Mechayev of that it should be called Yom of Betshuva. But the Mechayev is that a person, again, When with the Yetzias Neshama, the Neshama should leave as pure as it entered. The Mechayiv is to die, B'kdush and Tana. What Rabbeinu Yonah is saying here in Os Aleph is the Mechayiv to do tshuva daily. It's not just a second Mechayiv, but to live, B'kdush and Tana. Not just to die, B'kdush and Tana, but to live. And Yitachin Ma'od, that the translation in V'yoseh Mehema B'nihi Zoher is that V'yoseh, that doesn't just mean additionally, but it means that a person should be more makpid, be more nizhar, not additionally be nizhar, but be more nizhar in this than the other six. And We'll try to explain that some more. As right now, we know this Hashem. Let's to try to understand a little bit more. So again, go again to back to where we were just reading in Os Tezvav. Right after the Gemara on Shabbos, Va'omer. the same pasuk that the Rambam quoted, "B'chol eis yuv gadach levanim, v'shemen al roshecha al yechsa, lovan habegadim." Right, the whiteness of the clothing. Moshel al nikiyos hanefesh b'tshuva. V'hashemen moshel l'maisim tovim v'shem tov. Right, shemen. So the fragrance of shemen is something that's released into the ear. So that's a moshel l'maisim tovim, which generate a shem tov. Ke'inyan shenema tov shem yishemen tov. Odam Rav Hosseinu Zal, be'inyan hazeh moshel l'ishto shel malach. Right, kehege b'yad hamalach, who said kol nidre nai. The malach is the one who steers the ship, the ship captain. Shoisa miskashetas v'atosem b'apuchei neho. She is applying makeup. Ubayla over ochos yam. Atomanu la ashkena salav bayla cholach v'adach v'meirochol gval mazel ashov tisyapi. Amalahem bayli malachu. Ula yehopech ruach yam v'kal meheri yavav yimtzeini v'yani mekushetas. Right, we don't have so much of a feel for this anymore, but at most periods in history they did. You know, the danger of transoceanic voyages. So it's a marshal for the fragility and unpredictability of life. When things are tranquil and good, so a person should imagine ech yidag levavo v'yira v'ra'ad yovo bo b'yom hamavis b'yosa nochel malos liten esachesvan v'ech yisvade b'eis mosa v'lev nishma v'koch yasa kol hayomim. So Ben Yonah speaks in response or response to it and as a way of implementing and fulfilling this chiyuv, talks about vidui. In back in Os Aleph, here Ben Yonah doesn't say anything about vidui. He does talk about loshu b'chol yom, but he certainly doesn't specify the vidui. And Yitachen, the pshat is as follows. I think we mentioned the really profound insight that my father Zohar Levacha provided into the Rambam here in Per Gimel of Tshuva Alacha Dalet. Afal pi shatkei shofar v'rosh hashanah gzeir sakosu v'remez yeshba. Kolmar, uru uru yishenu mishenaschem v'akitzu nedomi mitar damaschem v'gimel dalet in Tshuva v'chipsu b'maseichem v'chizu b'tshuva v'zichu barachem elu ashochem es'emez b'havli azman v'shogim koshnosem b'hevel v'rik. So the Rambam's wake-up call to tshuva goes out to people whom he does not identify as chotim. He doesn't identify them as sinners. He identifies them as people who have been distracted by all the transient elements of life. And because of that distraction, are squandering the opportunity of life. And tshuva, in this sense, isn't even chait centric. Even if somehow or other the shichachas for emes, I mean, ultimately it always has to, if it's there, if it prevails long enough, if it persists long enough. But even if the shichachas for emes doesn't result in chait, but there's tshuva in a sense that if a person is distracted by havle azman. And havle azman means everything which is transient and ephemeral, which isn't, again, either has no redeeming value or is not being done with a mindset which is redemptive. I mean, earning a living is transient, but if it's done with the right mindset, so that's not what we're talking about. If it's done with the wrong mindset, it is what we're talking about. And other things don't really have any redemptive value. They're just slam narishkeit. So even if there's that, and Rabos, I hear this. Even if there's no chait, but that shichachas ha'emes b'havli azman, that distraction on account of an immersion in havli azman, it distances a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva can't and therefore shouldn't be defined exclusively in terms of chait. Ultimately, again, tshuva means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person can be distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu even without chait. Just he's not. That's not what life is about. And it doesn't have to translate into chait. If you look at what Rabbi Yonah is describing here, so that's what he's describing. And I don't know if maybe when he talks about rebellious thoughts, maybe there, but other than that, there's no mention of chait in Rabbi Yonah either. And again, we suggest that the yosa doesn't just mean additionally, but the yosa means that a person should be even more nizer about this than any of the following sibos that Ibn Yon is going to list off. V'yosa mehema b'nihi zaher, loshev b'chol yom, v'nafshecha letaher. Bilade sachza siba ma'overes, even without any of the following six catalysts for tshuva. And so what do you need to overcome? Again, what you need to overcome is that yalda yom yekushon machshava sachar. Right? In the Ramban, we were talking about, you know, the pshat of the Ramban reference, the pshat of the Ibn Ezra and the Radak, that Eilat Toldos Noach means the history of the times of Noach. Because Ma Yeled Yom. So Yalde Yom, the realities and preoccupations and distractions of the passing day, Yekushon Machshav Al Sacha, that they literally they knock on your thoughts. They encroach upon your thoughts. And the response to that is kisis for Zborech. And because all of those things potentially induce shechachas Hashem. And the way, again, the v'yosef mehem b'nihi zaher, what's the response to the yalde yom, yikusha machshav asecha? I don't know if it means to knock, or maybe it means a trap that they entrap, but either way, it's the same point. Kisisko es baracha, that you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because again, tshuva means to close the distance between oneself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yes, it could be Rachman Islam that distance was created by chet, but it could be that distance just is because a person is distracted. Kisisko is barecha, v'hoye l'cha zichro l'meshev nefesh, and remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu will restore you, will restore your nefesh, midarke toldos gush ofar. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's, in Rabbeinu Yonah's words, in his formulation, that's the same havle azman that the Rambam was talking about. Gush ofar means a clump of dirt. Meaning the chomrius or Adam. Chomrius or Adam, again, in an unredeemed sense. Uvechein, here comes a hard line to translate here. Er yateyor keshas mada acha. Liyasher hidurei tiv acha. So keshas is when you have a bow and arrow, right? What does Yitzchak say to Esav? No, he mentions the keshes there, that he should go hunting. So the at erim ve'er yom means that you're uncovered. So uncover the bow of your knowledge. Liyasher, to straighten, hidurei tivacha. Lashon Hodo, you don't have to straighten out the beauty of one's nature. So, Kimeduma, the way Ben Yon is using the word Hodo here is that there is a remarkable piece in the Heksava HaKabbalah, in the Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim of Bnei Seva Tokim Bohadarta Pnei Zokim. So he quotes, Chazal say, V'hadata p'nei zaken, ezehu hidur. What does V'hadata p'nei zaken mean? So Chazal say, lo yeshe b'mkoma, v'lo yistor zvarach. How are you mahadu p'nei zaken? You don't sit in his seat, you don't contradict him. V'lachor yesh lahakshos al ma'amorim v'lishol. V'lachor, the drashas Chazal is incongruous with the pasuk. Ma ro'u shehechlifu mitzvahs esei v'mitzvahs also esei. V'hadata b'nei zaken is mitzvahs esei. Chazal translate it as a mitzvahs also esei. Ki v'hadata b'nei zaken hu loshon kum v'asei v'heim pirshu v'sheim al pasuk. So he says something half-level fellow. He says that earlier in the piece, I'm reading the part Shalok Kaseder, he says that Shorish Hodor, the Lashon HaKodesh, Karov Inyana, the Shorish Hodor Barams, that Vahadarta in Lashon HaKodesh, its meaning is very close to the meaning of Hodor in Aramaic. Ki b'Lashon HaRomis, k'shehu b'binyan hakal, Inyano chazora la'ochra. Right? Me'ad ha'hodav ekra. To repeat, to do something again. Chazar l'ochra. And chazar l'ochra v'chein b'loshen hakodesh hushal, it's therefore by extension l'horos al min mimine hayira asher tipol al ha'odam pesam utishivehu ochra mehofik zmano. So based on the chodah in Aramaic means, again, to go back, sometimes to go back in the sense of repeating, but it also then means, in Lashon HaKodesh, it means to recoil. Right? When a person recoils, when he's near Tal HaChorov, so he's going back. And then he says, Givaldik, that's the pshat. So V'hadata p'nei zaken means that in the face of a zaken, so you should recoil. The sense of aima that you have should be something that causes you to pull back, to recoil. And that's why Chazal translate, even though what to us seems like the mitzvah should have been expressing things to do b'kum v'aseh. No, but if it's talking about what it means is to recoil, so that's something with the content is going to be lo saseh, that lo yeshev b'mkom lo yisrez v'arev. So maybe, and so this is nifla digabshat. But maybe that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means also. Maybe hidure tevacha means that sort of the recalcitrant parts of teva, meaning the parts of teva ha'odam which are pulled back from where they should be. And that's what he means. The yasher hidur tevacha. So hidur means the exact opposite of hadur, is the point. And that's how Rabbeinu Yonah is speaking of le yasher hidur tevacha. But notice that what Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about again, there's no mention of chait. There's just a mention that this mechayiv of tshuva, the mechayiv of not doing tshuva daily to die, b'kdusha v'tara, but doing tshuva to maximally live, b'kdusha v'tara, to always be mindful, to always have the right orientation, to always have the right sense of direction, to always keep one's eye on the goal, the purpose, the meaning of life. Because if a person, and again, that's tshuva, because any lapse in that, and we obviously have lapses in that, any lapse in that distances a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, even if that lapse, a person is not culpable for chait in that lapse, but it's still, that's what the tshuva means. It's the, you know, the perhaps a moshel might be as follows. Let's say, I don't know, it can be a plane that's flying, it can be a boat on a sea voyage. If you, depending upon how often you check the instruments, that will sort of determine how much time you allow the ship or the plane to be off course and to just be drifting as opposed to be traveling in the direction that you want. It's a way of maximizing the blessing and opportunity of life, which is why it's not defined in terms of chait. That's why he doesn't talk about vidui. He just talks about the Yalda Yom Yekushan Machshav Asacha, how the daily events, daily happenings preoccupy you or encroach upon your thoughts. How the Darkei Todos Gush Ofer, that the natural direction that our physicality will take us in needs to be countered. You know, there is something which Kimedume, again, he doesn't say it as explicitly, but I don't know, it's in between, it's in Ramchal, it's in the lines. You talk in here that in Rabbeinu Yonah, it's in between the lines, underlying the lines. In so I forgot to bring the. Do you have any sales for show on the computer? The Hakdama? So I forgot to bring it. At several points here in the Hakdama, we'll do the first one. I'm getting a little bit later. I don't want to be married. We'll do the first one. Famously, Ramchal begins by saying that I don't really anticipate that you're going to find chidushim in my sefer, and therefore you should know that the point of the sefer is not to learn it once, but to learn it again and again, to learn it repeatedly, so it will serve as a reminder for what a person knows but is prone to forgetting. But listen to how he says it. Kilotimtza berov dvarai ela dvarim sherov b'nei ha'odam yodim osam v'lo mistapkim b'ham klam. Ela shekefi rov pirsumom u'keneged masha amitosam gluyo lakol kach ha'hele mehem motzim ma'od v'hashikha rabo. Al kain ena to elis hanilka nizah sefer yotzei bo yotzei min hakriya bo pam achas ki kvar efshe shal yimtza akori v'sichlo chidushim acha kiresu shayu ba lifnei kiresu elo ma'at aval ato elis yotzei min achazor olo v'ha hasmodo ki yizachu. Here comes the crucial line, we will say ki yizachu lo hadvarim ha'ela hanishkachem min b'nei ha'odam b'teva. Ramchal says it's natural to forget. That's the natural state of affairs. That a person forgets, he forgets it. He forgets HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgets what's important in life. That he gets caught up in all the, again, transient aspects of life. So that's natural. Yizach l'advam el nishkach min ha'odam b'tava. Im lo nistakalnu, if we don't look, if we don't delve into what genuine yira is and what its expressions are, ech nipna osa, how will we acquire it? And here again, ve'ech nimolet, how will we escape min ha'hevel ha'olami ha'meshaker chosam milibeinu? I think the Rabbeinu Yonah might use that, right? What was Rabbeinu Yonah's phrase? Gush Afon. Okay, he talks about the Hevel Ha'olami. Again, so the natural state of affairs, you'll look in the Hakdama, he has it a couple more times. The Hainu, and here's the Yisoda, I'll say, it's a very, very, very big Yisoda much. So, B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yetzaracha. The person has the Yetzah Ator, the Yetzah Hara. But the Yetzah Ator and Yetzah Hara are different, and they function differently. That they are polar opposites, and they are counter forces, but they're different, and they're different in how they function. The Yetzah Hara is something which is reflexive. It's something which happens without a person thinking. when a person can do this if he wants, but a person doesn't need to consciously, with premeditation, decide he's going to have a taiva. He doesn't have to. A person just experiences it, right? It's the natural, reflexive. It happens naturally, reflexively. It's a natural state of affairs. The Yetzer HaTov is something which comes from reflection. It's not reflexive, but it's reflective. If a person just sort of coasts through life, so it's not that he's going to be equally affected by the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara. No, he's going to be affected more by the Yetzer Hara than the Yetzer HaTov. And that's what the Ramchal is saying. They're nishkachim mibnei ha'adam b'teva. Ha'hevel ha'ulami is meshakeh chosam ilibenu. And that's, again, it's not as quite as accentuated and quite as explicit here in Rabbeinu Yonah, but Kimiduma, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying as well. Yalde yom yikushu nachshav asacha. That's normal. That's the normal state of affairs. That yalde yom, again, the events of the day, yikushu nachshav asacha, they're going to, again, either ensnare or encroach upon nachshav asacha. Unless you counter it with, by consciously focusing on Yit Kisisko Esbarecha. And if you do that, so only in that way will it be Zichrul and Meshiv Nefesh, from whatever wise is the Dark E Toldos Gush Afar. Again, the normal tide or current without reflection is in the direction of the Yetzer Hara. It's not that the waters are still, but the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer HaTov function differently, which is why ultimately the Yetzer HaTov is a stronger force, because what's reflective is stronger than what's reflexive. But the challenging side to that is that, again, it's not as if that without it there's neutrality. And Yitachen that this is also hinted at in the Lashon Chazal in Brachos. I don't know whether we will or won't get this Gemara this year together, but I think it's Daf Hei. So the Gemara has the Olam Yirgaz Olam Yetzer HaTov al Yetzer Hara, that a person should agitate the literally make it angry, right? A person should agitate the Yetzer HaTov against the Yetzer Hara, which sounds like that. You know, the Yetzer Hara doesn't need to be activated. The Yetzer Hara is being poel, and a person needs to activate the Yetzer HaTov. But heim advarim, again, which Ramchal very explicitly is telling us, and Lachar Rabbeinu Yonah implicitly, because the Yetzer Hara is that it's darkei toldos gush ofar. It's a person doesn't, the physicality we just experience, right? A person doesn't need to be told, oh, you're hungry now and you need to eat. When we're hungry, we feel that we're hungry. Physicality, we just feel. We can be totally passive and feel it, and therefore, whatever results from physicality is something which affects us and impacts us, even if we're living mindlessly. And there's going to be nothing that counters it unless we're living reflectively. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is describing also. And again, and that's why it's not, the daily tshuva isn't focused upon or even defined in terms of chet. It's defined upon not drifting away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by being mindful of this on a daily basis, that allows us to yom yom, instead of drifting away, Rahman al-Itzlan, but come closer.